It has taken months of bargaining, bickering, posturing, but there have been promising advances in Detroit's bankruptcy. Pieces are beginning to fall into place that could complete the so-called grand bargain, the one that would protect the DIA collection and soften the blow for Detroit's retirees. First came word of a tentative deal between the city and its pensioners, so now it's on to the next hurdle, getting state lawmakers to approve Michigan's share of the grand bargain, $350 million. We're joined now by Chris Gouts, Capital Correspondent of Crain's Detroit Business. Hello, Chris.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Well, right after that, I think what everybody would agree was encouraging news about the tentative deal between the cities and the pensioners. Then we hear that House Speaker Jace Bolger says he will not put that $350 million question up for any vote unless the unions put some cash on the table.
Yeah, that's what that came out, like you said, in sort of that lineup or that ramp up to that point. And that took a lot of people aback and took some people by surprise, although the Speaker's office said, you know, this is nothing new. You know, we're just reiterating our position. This is something that we've been saying for months now. And I think it's true that did happen. I just don't think it was maybe articulated or people picked up on the fact that he was actually wanting to see skin in the game in terms of financial contributions from the union. But that is now, in fact, what he's saying, that's what he was saying all along when I think he originally phrased it as contributing materially. Mm. And now he's putting up the finite point on saying, you know, this is, we want to see them put money up on the table, as is everyone else in the deal, including, you know, the DIA, which did not have a hand in anything that brought the city to bankruptcy.
So the fact that the general retirees are going to be seeing their monthly pension checks cut, I know that the police and fire will not, but the COLA is affected. But so the individual sacrifices borne by the retirees, that's not what he's talking about.
No, he wants to see money come from the actual union itself and where, you know, in their coffers, and seeing them put money up, just as the state is putting up money, the DIA, mm-hmm. other foundations that didn't have a hand in this. You know, he put, you know, not all to blame, but certainly some blame on unions for putting these, you know, just really untenable, in this terms, you know, contracts in place that the city was never going to be able to pay. And of course, it takes two parties to sign a contract. And so the city obviously agreed to those terms, you know, however long ago those came about. And of course, you know, their skin in the game is the fact that they don't have control of their city anymore. They're under financial manager. So he's saying, you know, since everybody else is putting up money, you know, we're not going to put state money on the table unless the unions themselves put money into this grand bargain.
So since that statement came down at the end of last week, what kind of reaction has there been from all parties? I'm wondering what Kevin Orr might have said, and certainly what union reps are saying.
I haven't seen a lot of reaction. I think people are still trying to process it, and they, yeah. they don't want to. And sometimes they're held back by what they can say in terms of the court orders. But it's been kind of muted, at least aside from the unions, which I think people just trying to figure out what to say. But they don't want, in the end, they don't want to scuttle this deal, but by going too far out ahead of anything, because at the end of the day, I mean, this really does have to get done. And so I think most people believe that it will end up, you know, getting done. But this is another wrinkle now it's part of this. And people, I think to their credit, just didn't jump right out and say, you know, this is ridiculous or this is a terrible idea. I know that the Senate Majority Leader Richardville apparently has said that this isn't a key thing for him. You know, he wants to see as many people participate as possible, but he's not going, at least in his mind, he's not going to require the unions to participate the way that Speaker Bolger is. The governor's office has been kind of mum on the issue, not really saying one way or the other, you know, what the governor thinks, which isn't, you know, that's kind of normal, mm-hmm. of course. So, but the unions have been, I think, taken aback by it and obviously opposed it. But we'll see. We're still waiting to see what's actually going to happen here.
We're speaking with Chris Gouts, Capital Correspondent of Crain's Detroit Business. And remind us again, when we talk about that $350 million being proposed as the state's share of the grand bargain, Where was this to come from? What did Governor Snyder have in mind?
The original idea was, you know, the state receives, it changes every year, but in general terms, the state receives about $250 million a year from the National Tobacco Settlement. And so the idea was is that we would take $17.5 million of that annually for 20 years, which would provide, you know, $350 million of the state's share to that. So this isn't tax dollars, but this is money that's coming from the settlement to be used for these purposes. And so it was thought that that might be sort of the safest way, at least in terms of selling it, because you don't want to, people aren't going to be supportive of a plan that takes their tax dollars, you know, from, you know, the UP or even, you know, from Oakland County for that matter, and giving it to Detroit to get them out of this mess. And so to some extent it helps that it's not tax dollars, but even if it was $35, it doesn't matter if it's $350 million or $35 or $350, it's still money to help Detroit. And so you're still going to have a lot of opposition from out-state members who just oppose this just on general principle because they don't want to be seen as bailing out the city, even though, you know, the speaker and the governor are always quick to say this is not a bailout.
We have also heard talk that there could be an arrangement where that money could be paid all up front. And we've heard from the governor's spokesperson, Sarah Werfel, if that happens, it would be a net present value, meaning less than $350 million?
Yeah, that's the idea, is that it would be a smaller amount, but you would just do it all up front. And so right now, as I understand it, the bill drafters are trying to put in place, you know, tentative language that would address either the drawn out, you know, 20-year plan or the lump sum payment, just getting all the ducks in a row in terms of what, the, you know, language they needed for each bill. So it would be less, but in there's still, you know, debate whether should we bond it and use the tobacco money to, you know, to pay off the bonds over 20 years? Should we use the surplus revenue that we have right now and just use that, be over and done with it? So there's debate in that as well. I would think that using tobacco money would still probably be the safest way to go, it sounds like, because otherwise you're going to be using some form of tax dollars.
Would it be better for the city to get it all up front, or is that spreading out maybe more attractive?
No, it sounds like from what I've been able to see, it sounds like they would like it to have the lump sum payment. It would help them in terms of, you know, they would be drawing interest on that, and they would have that money all up front. And I think it would smooth things over much easier.
And, of course, the slippery thing here is that so much is all still tentative and so much depends on Judge Stephen Rhodes, the bankruptcy judge. So when people want to see something hard and fast, it just isn't there.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem in terms of both selling it and just the overall plan, because you'd like to, the House or the legislature isn't going to do anything until they actually get final word from the court that says, you know, We're all done except for you now. So this is the amount we're looking for, and this is, you know, this is what the state would have to do. And at that point, that's when they would be ready to spring into action. And that's why they're doing all this legwork ahead of time. But you know, for Democrats, the point about, you know, bringing the union money into this is really they see a lot of problems with it. One, they think it is a new thing that he's just throwing out there. But two, they also see this sort of a cynical lens. And some reporters, I think, could also be seen as sort of a cynical lens, is that what this would also do is it would deplete the general fund of some of the unions, which would mean that they would have less money right before an election to use to oppose Republican candidates around the state. So that's just one more element to all this. And even putting up, saying that he's not going to do this unless the unions put up the money, he's not guaranteeing that there would be a yes vote if the unions put money into it. He's just guaranteeing that they would put up a vote. So I think there's going to be a lot of hesitancy to do anything. I think everybody's just kind of waiting until they really know just what's going to go on before they're all ready to jump in all at the same time.
What kind of timeline do you see in all of this?
So, well, that's the really tricky thing, is that, you know, every day we go, that there's just less and less time, which obviously is sort of obvious. But in terms of, you know, the legislative calendar, right now, the focus is on the state budget. They want to get that done before lawmakers leave for the Mackinac Policy Conference in the last week of May. And then you have the month of June, tentatively right now, scheduled for a full month. But sometimes they like to leave early, especially in an election year. They want to go home and campaign.
Right.
So you've only got a few weeks' time then. And on top of that, you complicate matters further because you have, you know, some major votes out there still. There's the EAA is still out there. Speaker Boulder also wants his transportation plan done, and I think a lot of members would like to get that done before summer break so they can go home to their constituents and say that they brought home money for the roads. And then you've got this thing, you know, there's still, you know, my guess is that whatever the last day we know possible is to be scheduled in the legislature before summer break, that might be when you see a vote like this take place.
Indeed. Chris Gouts, Capital Correspondent for Crain's Detroit Business. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you.